Welcome back to the Water Cooler on Sports Radio 1400, Sports Radio 1400.com and iHeartRadio. No, we didn't forget about that game coming up tomorrow night, 5 o'clock pregame, 7-ish kickoff right here on Sports Radio 1400. Going to talk Packers 49ers right now with Brian Caribou of CheeseheadTV.com, who has joined me most weeks throughout the year to talk about the Packers games, previous game, upcoming opponents, and being that it's playoff time, and we are looking straight ahead. Brian, welcome back, and great to talk to you here.
Yeah, same here. Glad to be talking some playoff football.
I know, playoff football, Packers 49ers on the road, and you know, there's just right from the start, I mean, there's enough parallels you could draw between the teams, but the quarterback situation is really funny to me. We're probably going to be inundated during the broadcast with, you know, shots of Alex Smith and, you know, showing the draft all over again where Smith goes one, Rodgers falls all the way down to the Packers and everything like that. But I think more interesting than that is that Colin Kaepernick, the 49ers quarterback that's starting now, born in Milwaukee, lived there for, you know, 2-3 years, moves up to California. See him on ESPN yesterday, and he's wearing a Milwaukee Brewers cap. Thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, quarterbacks dominate the storylines almost all the time, but, I mean, they really are going to this week. It's undeniable what happened back in 2005 when Rodgers was drafted and dropped and, you know, denied by the 49ers. And actually, you know, at the time, Mike McCarthy was the assistant coach out there, the offensive coordinator, so it was actually McCarthy that passed on him. But it all works out for Packers fans. Rodgers drafted and late in the first round and goes on, of course, to replace Brett Favre and that whole story. But, Colin Kaepernick, too. I mean, he's a guy who's ultra-talented. You can see that. He's still young, though. He's a great athlete. He's good running the ball. They run the read option. And I find it interesting that, you know, the Packers saw a little bit of the one good thing Joe Webb does well last week, which is run the football and run the read option. Now they're going to see a little bit more of it this weekend, probably with Colin Kaepernick. So I think the Packers have the more experienced quarterback, the guy who's been in the playoffs, won big games in the playoffs. And the 49ers don't. So, I mean, certainly Colin Kaepernick could explode at any time. He's that talented. But it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, unlike last week, they'll be facing a quarterback who can actually complete passes to receivers. I know it's a novel concept, but Joe Webb, that was just right from the get-go. Just it was pretty obvious right from the start that the Vikings were not going to be able to pass the football, and that allowed the Packers, of course, to tee off on the run. Now they're facing a team that can actually pass the ball. They can get the ball downfield. They've got some playmakers in the secondary, so it actually kind of has a playoff game feel to it this week, where it's not, you know, just kind of a, it was almost kind of a pass last week because Joe Webb was that awful.
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings can't really do anything without Christian Ponder. I really think Christian Ponder has been playing well over the last month of the season, some of his best football ever. So I really think they missed him a lot. Well, I mean, it's obvious now that they missed him a lot. But, the Packers' defense did a good job containing Adrian Peterson as well. I mean, everybody knows he's the talented one, and to contain him, not, you know, he had his 99 yards. But, I mean, if you can do that to Adrian Peterson, not have the passing game, you know, that's what was great for the Packers' defense. You know, they gave up a few rushing yards, but, you know, the passing game wasn't going, and that's positive for the Packers' D.
Yeah, exactly. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joining me right now, and we'll start just kind of going piece by piece in this game. Now, we've talked about the quarterbacks on each side. Again, going back to how the Packers will be, you know, playing defense against it. The Packers' defense has been, you know, really outstanding down the stretch. I mean, the Vikings game on the road notwithstanding, I mean, the defense has played pretty well. And even in that game, I mean, it really came down to just a handful of knucklehead plays in that game. You look at how effective they've been. You've seen guys get healthier. Clay Matthews joining the lineup again. And then you see Charles Woodson coming back. And, you know, I know it's kind of a cliche, but just the presence of those guys does help, especially the younger guys on the defense. Although now they're going to be a bit shorthanded on the defensive line because they had an injury there.
Yeah, they lose Darrell Worthy on the defensive line. I don't think it's too much of a loss there. He's a young rookie, so they'll get by with what they've got. They still got like five other guys there. But yeah, I think the Packers are getting really good play in the secondary with Charles Woodson coming back this past week. I thought he brought such an emotional lift to the Packers. The Vikings go the first drive of the game. They drive down the field, down to the red zone. All of a sudden, Charles Woodson steps up, makes a two-yard tackle for a loss on Adrian Peterson. It was like from that point forward, the Vikings barely hurt the Packers anymore. So I really think almost more than his play itself, just the emotional lift Charles Woodson brings to that team. But good play in the secondary all around. The Packers getting great play from Sam Shields. I thought he had one of his best games of the year last week. He, of course, had the interception, but he's coming up and stopping the run as well, putting hits on Adrian Peterson. That's big for the Packers D when that secondary can play well like that.
Yeah, exactly. Ryan, when we flip it around and we look at what the Packers offense has to do against, they talk about the Niners defense. It's been very solid. You look at what the Packers have on offense, though, and seeing the balance they've got. I mean, they've showed a stat during the playoff game that really stood out to me, or at least a box of the rushing, the yardage per game and the touchdowns they've gotten, first 8 weeks, second 8 weeks, just a big change. It really has changed the offense to become more of a balanced attack. It's no longer this, fun and gun thing. It's become more of a balanced attack, and you see DeJuan Harris having a fantastic game against the Vikings, running hard all throughout. I mean, it was a terrific effort for the Packers, just to balance their offense and to have that ability to not only, pass the ball like they're very capable of, but also run the ball when they need to.
I can't say enough good things about DeJuan Harris. I've really seen so many things out of him lately that I haven't seen in a Packers running back for a while. He's a little bit different than the Packers running backs. They've kind of James Starks, Ryan Grant, Alex Green. They're kind of bigger guys, and the Packers seem in the past few years, to really like backs who are a little bit taller, a little bit bulkier, can get those hard yards. But DeJuan Harris brings something different. He's short, he's quick, but he's stout, and he's, you can just tell when he's got the ball in his hands. He's quicker than any other Packers back on the roster. And the fact that he, this past week, was catching those dump-off passes from Aaron Rodgers was absolutely huge. When teams play those two safeties back, the Packers are recognizing that. They're like, okay, the middle of the field is open, and it's open underneath, so we've got to get somebody there. And all that DeJuan Harris does, he just kind of short. I think he kind of goes under the radar of some people and gets in that open space, and they hit him for just a little gain, but it's good enough for a first down. And the Packers, if they can keep those chains moving, that's such a big positive for them, and it could be this week as well.
Yeah, exactly. And again, and going back to the receiving part of it, I know that they've been banged up all throughout the year. Nelson's dealing with an injury. You heard about Cobb and Rodgers dealing with some flu-like symptoms this week. I'm not sure how much of a concern that will be going into the game tomorrow, but it is interesting that the Packers have been able to, really, especially in the case of Aaron Rodgers, just the numbers he's put up this year. I mean, you talk about under the radar. I mean, it's starting to get more play now, but when you look at the season he had statistically, I mean, you're talking about a guy who, in kind of a ho-hum year, has just a terrific, top three quarterback type season, and not a lot of people were talking about it until very recently.
Yeah, he's the Pro Bowl quarterback, starting for the NFC, doing a great job, and it does. It starts with the receivers. They're so talented, so deep. He completed passes to 10 different receivers last week, which was, Vikings didn't know who to cover because everybody got involved and everybody was open. And there's been kind of some, injury concerns this week. Earlier in the week, the Packers had three wide receivers miss practice all at once, and you thought, oh my gosh, three wide receivers missing practice. Well, it was just kind of precautionary, with Randall Cobb, he had the flu, but he kind of looks like he's behind the worst of it now. Jordy Nelson's coming off a, ankle knee injury here, but he's going to play. He's probable to play. So, yep, Aaron Rodgers looks like he's going to have all his weapons at his disposal this weekend. And the kid, I mean, all these things, just big for the Packers. I feel like a broken record, but they are playing good football right now. Certainly they're going to be looking to, carry that over into Saturday night's game.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll go to the last area of the team, of course, special teams. And I know that being an outdoor game, people automatically are going to start worrying about Mason Crosby and his ability to kick outdoors. But the 49ers dealing with some kicker issues of their own because they had to go out and sign a guy off the street to replace their kicker this week. It's kind of a similar situation there, but you talk about the special teams and the return games, and these teams they both have some pretty good return men, both have pretty decent coverage units. So the special teams, if you're expecting a close game, could be a factor. That could be an interesting area to watch in this one as well.
Yeah, I think two good teams, obviously the 49ers and the Packers. Well, their weak points are the kicking games with David Akers. They decide to go with David Akers in San Francisco for Billy Cundiff, who they had in for a workout. And the Packers have had Mason Crosby, and, I can't sugarcoat it. Mason Crosby's had a very poor season, but he has made his past five field goals, so he's getting a little bit hotter. But, if either kicker misses a field goal this game, I can sense the television coverage now focusing in on the kicker on the sideline and all the second-guessing fans are going to do and things like that. So, yeah, special teams, it's big. It can mean the difference between a win and a loss. And, Packers fans listening to this, you hope for the team's sake that, it doesn't come down to that, or at least you hope it doesn't cost them a loss. But definitely the kicking game could come down to it.
Yeah, exactly. And it is interesting, too, because, again, the special teams, other than that, are pretty decent on both sides. But, yeah, the kicking game, you're going to be getting a lot of zoom-ins of those guys warming up on the sidelines throughout the game, I think. Brian Caribou, again, from CheeseheadTV.com. And, Brian, since we haven't done this in a while, it's probably been about a month since we've done this. I say CheeseheadTV.com, and people are thinking, okay, well, what is CheeseheadTV.com? I love this site because there's just so many different things. Like, for example, you go to some sites, it's all text. Well, sometimes I want to listen to something. You guys have the podcast. If you want to listen to something, there's something to watch. You guys have so much going on there, and just talk about your role with it and just the website a bit in general.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Cheesehead TV, we have the TV part because we do have video sometimes, and we think that's really cool, and we try to incorporate the audio and the visual and all those things. We have lots of podcasts, you go there, you're going to find our latest podcasts, and of course we've got news and updates all the time. We've got predictions on the game up, matchups, you name it, you're going to find it there. And if you're a Packer fan, you're going to love Cheesehead TV.
Yeah, terrific stuff, Brian. Brian Caribou again, CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, here we go, another Saturday night game. Looking forward to hopefully getting a chance to talk about another game next week. So, Brian Caribou again, CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks for your time. I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
No problem. Sounds good. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Brian Caribou again, CheeseheadTV.com. You can follow Brian on Twitter at Brian Caribou. You can also follow Cheesehead TV. You can get them on Facebook or Twitter at Cheesehead TV. You can also, of course, go to CheeseheadTV.com and get links to everything there. And all the contributors, the great contributors to the website, they all have Twitter accounts, and they all provide some pretty cool analysis of not only the Packers but other Wisconsin sports as well from time to time. So definitely worth checking out. Brian, a terrific interview and a great guest to have on. So big thanks to Brian Caribou right there. Taking a break, back right after this on Sports Radio 1400.